Ali, welcome to Talk Satellite.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to see you for a long time.
Etiosat, firmly established as a leading satellite operator now. Looking back at your journey so far, how important was that Soccer World Cup to your business, and which other developments would you say were paramount to creating the model you have today?
You know, the soccer, FIFA and the World Cup, it's only a month, okay? We are building a satellite for a generation, not for only 1 month. The World Cup was, let's say, a tool, help us to promote our services and to show our, let's say, our ability and capability to our customer who are serving them. In Qatar, we have big networks like Al Jazeera and BN networks, especially in sports. BN has multi rights, broadcast rights in the sport content. We work closely with BN, especially in the World Cup, and we are trying to have like a disaster recovery, business continuity, make sure that all the services are running all the time. Also, we try to provide them with extra services like satellite news gathering and OB vans. During World Cup, thanks God, we did a lot, and it was an opportunity to prove to everyone and to our customer that Salesat is here to help and to support the customers.
A lot of talk of regarding standardization, digitalization, virtualization. What are your thoughts on where these developments are heading?
I think these words and these definitions is there for a long time now, okay? In Salesat, we have invested a lot in, let's say, the teleport site. The teleport site is equipped with state-of-art infrastructure, okay, and is connected with high-standard fiber. We are serving our customer with playout. We are serving our customer with uplinks. And also, any customer who is interested in data service, we are happy also to host a data service there. In terms of digitalization, we are happy. We are there, and we are equipped. But I think still the fiber side is still an issue for some countries, okay? And this is why I believe that the satellite service will continue further, especially in our region, and some countries not equipped or not connected for the last mile with the fiber. This is why I believe the satellite will continue for at least 10 years more, and if not more.
Where are you at in terms of future plans for Etiosat's satellite fleet?
We've been quiet for the few years, honestly, okay, and we are watching the market. You can see the market is evolving, and the market is changing now from being a satellite operator. Now, most of the company try to be a service provider and try to have value-added services, and we are in this race, honestly. But we are monitoring and watching the market carefully. Now, if we talk about the growth and the future plan, so there are the organic and inorganic. In organic side, we are in the final stage now to send our RFP to the market for a new satellite for the serving maritime high throughput satellite. We have explored several companies in the LEO side to be investing. It's not operating. We are not owning, just to be an investor. We have made some due diligence, but still not come up with any result. Still, we are following and watching the market. LEO satellite, as I told you at the beginning, now different options, different players coming to the market, and everyone trying now to follow the race and trying to raise funds to secure the investment. So we are following this, and we are trying to be there, but in the right time, because in Salesat, we are trying to have a multi-orbit strategy. We don't want to sing alone, because if now everyone has GEO, LEO, MEO, all these. So we are following this, and we try to pick the right time to enter the LEO or MEO. We don't know. Still, we are exploring this.
The vertical markets that you serve, where do you see challenges, and how about opportunities for growth?
In Salesat, as I told you, we have our teleport. I believe in this region, not only one, maybe one, we are one of the few who has a turnkey solution. Most of the operators are only having a satellite, but God willing that we have satellite, we have also the teleport, the ground station, where we can provide a full or 10 key solutions for our customer. Today we are helping some customers with the layout. Today also we are providing some backup plans for customers who are interested in data centers. Yeah, and I see the opportunity, as I told you, now don't stay as a satellite operators. If you continue satellite operators, you are killing yourself. All the market is diverting to be a service provider, and we are again in this race. We introduce some other services in the company, as the layout, as the trunking services, as uplinking, and as hosting. We have hosted some new companies now, let's say some other operators hosting their antennas in Qatar in our teleports. So I believe we are on the track, and the challenge now is to provide the quality service with the right commercial aspects.
The market is becoming more partnership centric with consolidation for some. In this respect, what can we expect from Eutelsat?
Honestly, since the beginning of the company, we believe in partnership. It's not something new for us. Maybe as you noticed over the years, our milestones based on partnership. We start with Eutelsat, and we started with Arabsat, and we started with many other manufacturers like Maxar, Loral that time, and we started also with Ariane and with Mitsubishi. Today, we just signed some partnership with the TMC for distribution, okay, and we signed with other partnership with Inmarsat, also have with iDirect, with most of, let's say, the big player in the market. We have a partnership today. Cannot sing alone without partnership. Now see most of the giant companies now more try to consolidate. Most of them consolidate. We believe in partnership, and we are trying now to do more and more on the way. The conclusion, we believe in partnership.
Ali, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Thank you, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Another opportunity, another event somewhere in the world. Yeah, thank you.